Good evening, and thank you for joining us. We're going to begin in just a moment. All right. Thank you for joining us this evening. We'd like to take a minute to review the format for tonight's meeting. Following our Zoom presentation, we will have an opportunity for public comment. If you would like to participate, please use the raise hand feature located at the bottom of your screen. Should you need to contact the Chiquita team, you may use the information listed here, including phone numbers, the after-hours hotline, or bilingual operator, as well as contact details for Chiquita's district manager. Pursuant to our stipulated order for abatement, Chiquita will host a one-hour community meeting each month following a month that we receive three or more Rule 402 notices of violation from the AQMD. The meeting will be virtual and will provide updates with regards to implementation of the order as well as take public comment. The meeting information will be on our odor mitigation page, which can be found at www.chiquitacanyon.com and will also be sent out to anyone who has subscribed to our email list via our website. Tonight, Chiquita will be giving an update on these agenda items listed on the screen. I'd now like to turn it over to Kevin Green to provide you with updates. Kevin.
Yes, good evening. Thanks. Appreciate it. So walking through the agenda for this month. West Toe Buttress Project. I'll give an update on the West Toe Buttress. Water board and the new investigative order. Oh, you switched screens. That's right. Oh, flare and thermal oxidizers, operational improvements, and the implementation of the DTSC order. Thank you for going back. And I'll start with the West Toe Buttress Project. And I know many folks on this call have been in different meetings this week, including the CAC, but so some of this will be repeat, but that's okay. I'll walk through this. We're currently undertaking construction work to support the infrastructure on the west side of the landfill. We have begun construction, and 800 feet of the lower buttress is nearly complete. As part of the project, for portions of the project, when we were going to be excavating into waste, we're providing a cool zone. Given the increase in odor complaints that we've received and in conversations that we've had, we've opened it early, so it is open now. It's located in a large meeting room space at the Embassy Suites Hotel near Newhall Ranch Road and I-5 for residents of Alverde and Castaic. We opened it on Tuesday, July 14th. Open now from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I know there have been some requests for keeping it open later, and we are actively working on that request. And then, at least for now, and we can extend this date, but at least for now, we're going to be open until August 14th when we plan to be done with the project, or at least excavating into areas of the West Toe. And then I just want to give an update, I mean, a newer update just this week. So we're evaluating a letter that we received from the Department of Public Health on July 14th. And then we also received an additional letter today from Assembly Member Schiavo and Catherine Barger. And that letter is requesting additional mitigation measures. We'd like to clarify that correspondence with the Department of Public Health. I know there was a lot of questions about that at the CAC meeting, so I just want to walk through a little bit of the timeline on that, just to be fully transparent here. So on April 14th, we received a letter from the Department of Public Health requesting we prepare a community exposure plan. We provided correspondence on April 21st that addressed the communication plan and mitigation measures in place for the West Toe project. We received comments back from the Department of Public Health on May 8th. Clarifying that they wanted a broader plan to address community notification and mitigation measures we would undertake in the event of a large slope failure or other catastrophic event generally. We provided that broader plan on June 12th, 2026. We've received these separate requests asking for additional mitigation measures for the duration of the West Tow project, and we are currently evaluating that. I'll move on to the water board and the new investigative order. So all of our stormwater reporting is available on our website. We received a new investigative order from the water board on June 12th, that replaces the February investigative order. The new order requires a work plan to install three new groundwater monitoring wells, as well as an expansive list of target analytes similar to what was in the February investigative order. We've been in contact with several labs to try and meet these reporting limits, but no lab has been able to provide results required by the new amended investigative order. But we continue to work with those labs to see if we can meet reporting limits. We discussed and submitted written comments to the water board on the new order on July 10th. And a petition for review and request for stay was submitted to the water board on July 13th. And under the new investigative order, we submitted the Q2 quarterly groundwater monitoring report on July 15th, yesterday. And the Q2 liner integrity report will be submitted on July 27th. I'll move on to flares and thermal oxidizers with some updates. In response to feedback from the EPA and the South Coast AQMD, we've installed two tox stations, two new tox stations. Construction of those two new tox stations is complete, and we're tuning and optimizing those stations now, and that's nearing completion. We have increased total destruction capacity at the site. The graph you see here on the screen shows our flow, and you can see our flow increase from 24 to July of 26, from below 10,000 up to above 16,000, and we're shooting for an average of 18,000 SCFM, a significant increase over the last 2.5 years. We are still waiting for regulatory approval for Flare 4 from the South Coast AQMD. And I guess as a reminder, that permit application was submitted in October of 2023. We are still working with the AQMD to find a path forward for installing Flare 4, which is on site and ready to install as soon as we receive approval. And then I mentioned that we had installed two new toxes. Those two new toxes, added about 3,000, a little more than 3,000 SCFM to our flaring capacity. When you install new flares or toxes, it takes time to figure out gas balance throughout the site, especially with this amount of gas. So just talking through a little bit of flare downtime due to putting in these new toxes. So 22 unplanned flare downtime events between the last meeting and July 16th today. 7 due to flame failure. And then we had 7 major unplanned downtime events at Flare 3. 1 restarted by SCS engineers after a filter replacement, and 6 were due to flame failure. Flame failure is very common with gas flow and trying to make sure we have gas flow throughout these flares and toxes. 4 downtime events at Zeeco, at 2 of our Zeeco flares. That was due to the power issues, and I mentioned a power outage event that we had at the landfill. And then we did have some downtime events with our Parnell. Again, flame failure issue, which is common again with new flare installation. I'll move on to operational improvements. So we are steadily increasing the number of pumps that we have online. and you can see on your screen. I'll start with how many wells we have installed currently. And I will say that we are installing new wells as we speak. We're installing around 60 new landfill gas wells. In regard to pumps, we have 67 pumps in operation in our perimeter sumps, 154 pumps in dual extraction wells. We're pumping at full capacity, and the amount of leachate extracted and disposed has increased significantly and is above the baseline set before we lost disposal capacity initially in February of 2026. So we're pumping more, or I should say disposing more than we were when we went when we significantly decreased the amount of leachate that we were disposing due to loss of disposal outlets. And you can see that in the graph on the screen. Additionally, we're increasing disposal significantly week to week. So 2 million plus gallons disposed of the week of July 5th through July 12th. That is significantly more than weeks, even as soon as June. As part of the EPA's additional work order under the UAO, the EPA directed Chiquita to evaluate different treatment methods for leachate. And that's something we're doing now, and we're evaluating air stripping as an alternative treatment mechanism. And new forms of treatment can do many things, including opening potential doors for additional disposal facilities and disposal outlets. Moving to temperature. So as of July 10th, the highest temperature recorded from a TMP in the past month was 260 at 75 feet in temp probe 23. That's unchanged from prior month. We did have an increase in our highest wellhead temperature reading at 204 in June. And we started this significantly pumping more and disposing of more gallons in June. It's common to see an increase in temperatures as we get more higher temperature liquid and gas out of the landfill. I know we'll see that number go down, but that was the increase was due to a significant amount of more liquid coming from the landfill. And then I'll move to implementation of the GTSC order next. And I'll walk through the timeline here. So we continue to implement the imminent substantial endangerment determination order that was issued on April 2nd, 2025. As of June 26th, I believe I have through July 3rd, we have about 69 acres of the additional geomembrane cover installed. And I believe through today, we're well over 70 acres. And then going to Tank Farm 13 relocation. And I'm going to walk through this timeline here. So June 3rd, we received a joint directive from the EPA and the DTSC to relocate Tank Farm 13. We met with the EPA and the DTSC on June 17th of this year to discuss long-term management of leachate at the landfill, including a new location for the tank farm. The EPA and the DTSC sent a letter to Chiquita on June 26th, requesting a long-term treatment plan and documentation we have secured or plan to secure additional leachate storage. And we are working with the EPA, the DTSC, other regulators on evaluating siting options for moving Tank Farm 13. And we expect to receive feedback on a regular basis later this month. Moving to the installation of a vertical barrier. So Chiquita met with DTSC and other agencies earlier in the year and submitted a work plan that includes other options for protecting the southern toe. That is the feasibility study work plan that was submitted to the DTSC on March 30th. And then in addition to submitting the feasibility study work plan, Chiquita developed a comprehensive global stability study work plan to look more broadly at the stability of the entire landfill. And the DTSC conditionally approved that plan on May 1st, fully approved it on May 21st, and Chiquita is implementing that work now. I know that there were some questions on that at the CACB, so hopefully it's a little more clear. And with that said, that's my update for this month. Appreciate it.
All right. At this time, we're going to open it up for public comment. As a reminder, please use the raise hand feature at the bottom of your screen if you wish to speak. We will unmute you and announce you to speak. If you have called in, please press star 9 to raise your hand. To ensure there's enough time for everyone, please ask your question in its entirety, and then the Chiquita team will respond. We'll now open it up for public comment. And we have our first hand raised by Jennifer Elkins. Jennifer, you can go ahead and unmute. Go ahead.
Hi. My main question is I would like to know why community members are being treated like prisoners at this cooling center. We have come here to get away from the gas and odors at our house. We've been treated with complete disrespect. We are not allowed to bring service animals, apparently. And if we do, the sheriffs are being, which is against the law, I would like to add. It is not the hotel policy. They said this property is pet friendly, so this goes back to you all and your rules for this room. Again, service animals, it is federal law under the ADA that they are allowed to go anywhere. On top of that, we've got members of the community who have dietary restrictions, and we've got medically fragile members of the community, and they're being limited on the snacks that are here. There aren't many options for them, and if you bring in any outside food, we're told we're not allowed to do that. I think that needs to change, especially for those with the dietary restrictions, or you guys need to figure out something and offer different options to these people. This is so unfair to be here for 12 hours and you're limited to goldfish and a banana. Thank you.
All right, our next speaker is Cher Abalo. Cher, you can go ahead and unmute.
Hi,
Go
can you
ahead.
hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi. I'd like to reiterate what Jennifer said, and actually, it was me that they threatened to call the sheriffs on today. And then I guess the sheriff did show up. For bringing in a service animal that's legitimately a service animal, and the hotel policy, I spoke to the manager, and the manager said that the hotel policy is that this hotel is dog friendly, including in the conference rooms, so that it is the landfill that has made the decision to not allow people to bring their animals in and apparently to violate federal law. And then when I came back this evening, I had to go out to eat to get something to eat because I'm gluten free and I can't eat the food here. And I came back and I was threatened again twice today to have the sheriffs called on me. So I guess we'll add that to the lawsuit, John. But I don't understand why you're being so hostile towards community members in an area when you have a chance to shine. You have a chance here to do something good for the community. And instead, your people here, why you have security guards here, I don't know. I guess they're worried about animals. I don't know why you're acting this way. Also, we were just told by security that as of tomorrow, we're only going to be allowed to watch the news. That's it. So that's going to be fun for the kids. I don't understand why you won't allow people to have food. That's all your decision. According to management, this is all your decision. And I would like for you to answer that. Why are you doing that? That's my question. You're violating the law. Okay, that's terrible. On top of that, you're treating us terribly in a time when you could treat us well, and you choose not to. And I don't understand that angle from you at all. So please explain that.
Thank you, Cher. We're going to go ahead and move on to the next speaker, Abigail DeSesa. Abigail, you can go ahead and unmute. Go ahead, Abigail.
Hi, John. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I am reaching out to you from the relief room here at the Embassy Suites. I would like to touch on about four things here. The first one is I know I spoke about it last night at the town council meeting. I would like a better understanding of the gas collection system. As I they tried to explain to me last night that the tox systems that are capable of handling the dirty gases are more centered in the actual confirmed, known, agreed upon reaction area, and that the flares that are supposed to handle the cleaner landfill gases, which is more pure methane, are outside of it, outside of the known confirmed reaction area. However, they're all on the same system. So as they draw, they're kind of the hope, I guess, is that the drawing from the reaction area would make it in bulk to the toxins. And then the drawing from the outside area in hope would be that they would make it to the flares. And so I'm just kind of concerned that maybe it's not working quite so well there and that the flares are getting more of the dirty gases. So I would love a better understanding of that. And even if you can't do that tonight, maybe at another presentation next month where you kind of have a diagram and Kevin or Bill's great, whatever, can give us a little better understanding of it. Because I just don't picture you inviting me to the landfill to walk around, but I'm willing. So then the next thing is the three water ground wells that are new that you guys are talking about installing. And my curiosity is, are they going to be on the landfill's property? Are these in addition to offsite, which would be considered downstream, the concerns that many community members and the water board have been asked about towards between the landfill and Santa Clara? So a little clarification of where those are going to go. And to let you know, the relief room is out of bananas. And I'm strictly sticking to bananas due to, and I tried to talk to Kevin and Bill about it, is that with the current bad tummy thing going around, they're talking about you're getting it from fruit or from veggies, and we can't really clean them here. So I'm sticking to something I can peel. So as much as those apples look really lovely, I don't have the ability to clean them here. So that's a suggestion, is to stock up on bananas, and because my lunches are bananas and goldfish these days. And then the TV, I did the security guard was polite enough to warn me that tomorrow it's all news, which is going to be a huge political problem because you've got Fox News, which is going to offend a lot of people. You've got CNN News, which is going to offend a lot of people. Then you have mainstream news, which offends a whole nother group of people. So I see what you're trying to do, but I think that might want to come up with a different rule. So I'm going to put my hat in the ring with some suggestions of maybe as you sign in, maybe a sign up sheet for a time slot for the TV and making it known that they all need to be family friendly because this is a mixed group of people that are coming through here, so that is very respectful, and that they can maybe reserve half hour slots or something. So and it's a shame that the security guard would have to be one left at times alone with just boring news, as well as times where policing the TV. So I'd like to just thank you very much for your time, and anything you can answer, great. Anything you can't, just please address in the future. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Abigail. All right. Excuse me. Our next raised hand is Tim Trotter. Tim, you can go ahead and unmute.
Hi, John.
Hello, go ahead.
Hey, I'm looking at, and so I'm looking, this is public comment, and you're not going to answer any questions because I've listened to the last three, four speakers who ask questions, there's no answer. Let me tell you what's going on here is the last 2 weeks have been hell, especially the last 3 or 4 days since you lifted that liner. I can't tell you how shitty I feel, and I don't know why. I'm overweight. My doctor say no problem because I'm big boned, all that good stuff. But this is just really horrible. The dizziness, the nausea, the fatigue, the burning eyes, the cough. It's hideous. And today at the news, Congresswoman Pyler, who they call Chiquita Pyler now, is showed the health study done by that one gal, and the health studies are off the rocket. And my wife and I noticed that in this neighborhood here, just on the two cross streets that we live on, having, she says five, I say seven people die from cancer. And I always thought it was a freeway. But that being said, I'll address the cooling center right off the bat. And I think anybody who goes over there is just a nut and they're trying to improve their case. I don't know why. Going to the cooling center, to me, I'd rather die in hell. Seriously.
I was
That's
wondering if you.
claustrophobic. There's nothing to do. You're sitting on a student chair for hours, or who knows? I've been there, done that. Not for me. I'm more like, get us a room, let us order some room service. Treat us like you actually care. And we're sorry. We're sorry we messed up on this. I'm not gonna use the F word, but that's what I'd really like to say. And I'd like to say you really effed up really bad on it. You inherited that dump. That dump was supposed to go away over 17 years ago. We all know the history. I don't even want to get into all that. But like Abigail says and Cher, you don't care. You don't give a damn. It's a joke. And the county and all these other people are pretty much making excuses for you. Lastly, I'd like to say is I'm appalled that you just now decided to lift the liner and excavate some of this stuff, because my neighbor and a bunch of other people, this 2 years ago, there was a flood of community impact. But the old saying is, go and you keep giving them propaganda, they're going to wear down, wear down, wear down. And now we're back to the same old, the hardcore people that want to fight for everybody else. And we all said, lift that liner and excavate this crap out of here. And we were told, oh, that would cost too much money and the train and this and that. Bullshit, man. Take that stuff, throw it on a train, get it out of here. That's all we're asking. And lifting this liner, when we asked about that, the dump said, oh, that would really make it worse for you guys. Well, you just admitted the guilt right there. I'm just disgusted with this. I go up and down. It's a roller coaster ride. It's worse than the worst marriage. And if I can ask a question, I would ask is, do you plan on improving and giving some of the demands that the folks want around here to be able to go to a place where they could actually escape? Because that's the hottest topic right now. And also, what's the long-term plan with the dump? Because you drive up the freeway, look at it, it's disgusting. So that's it, John. I'm not happy with you guys.
Yeah, that double the rent.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. All right. Our next speaker is Susie Evans. Susie, you can go ahead and unmute.
Okay, can you hear me? Susie Evans?
Yeah. Yep. Go ahead, Susie.
Okay, first off, I understood this whole once a month thing was supposed to be for you to answer our questions. Obviously, that's not going to happen. And yes, I am ticked off. I am not understanding why we are being treated like toddlers, not adults. We are being treated with disrespect, and yet somebody's upset because he thinks he got yelled at. I am yelling right now. I have not yelled before now. Now you're going to see the mom voice. I am ticked. I can't believe you guys are doing what you're doing. What is this community relief plan? We don't know. We get thrown in a room and then everything changes. No, you can't have a TV. Yes, you can have a TV. TV changes automatically. Oh, really? Why? We don't know. We're just sitting there trying to behave ourselves because I would sure like to rip some people's arms off and beat them with it. Your toxins go down and your flares go down. And at night, it's really bad, but you're not going to let us spend the night somewhere else. We're going to have to stay in our homes and suck it up. I'm tired of sucking it up. Yes, I have always been outspoken and I am yelling, and I don't care if your feelings are hurt. It's a part of your job to be yelled at, as far as I can tell. Unlike others, we're not cussing. In my former jobs, I was cussed out every single day, and I took it. I am getting very upset. Everybody's suing everybody else. And this is just out of control. You guys are dragging it out by resuing and appealing. And who's in control of this whole damn thing? It doesn't look like anybody is. I told Kevin he could answer our questions tonight. But obviously, that's not going to happen either. Because I had asked him, is the slope failure the same as a mudslide? I don't have a answer to that yet. And again, apparently it's a circus going on between you and the security guard or whatever. I'm getting sick and tired of being treated like a toddler. Thank you.
Thank you, Susie. Our next speaker is Roger Ludwig. Roger, you can go ahead and unmute.
Good evening. Thank you for your presentation. I have a question. I know we're not going to get answers tonight, I guess, but the question is, and I think I've been wondering this for a long time, how long until this whole thing is finished and we no longer have the odors or anything? Are we talking about months, years, decades? Is it forever? I don't know. I haven't attended a lot of these meetings, so I don't know if it's been discussed before, but what can we expect? And that's my only comment. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Roger. All right. Well, that is the last of our speakers. Oh, you've got Susie Evans again. Actually, you know, Susie, we're going to go to Vince Cantello because Vince hasn't had a chance to speak yet. Vince, you go ahead and unmute.
Can you hear me now?
We can.
Yeah, it's about the relief room or cool room, whatever the hell you want to call it. I've gone there each of the last 3 days, and basically what everybody's saying is correct. For myself, I'm kind of like on the older side of things. There's only enough comfortable seating, if you even want to call it comfortable, for 5 people. Up until today, that was enough. Today, when I got there were no comfortable seats. The only thing available were the hardback chairs around those dining room tables or banquet tables. The thing about the dogs, I don't know how the hell that came up. But besides the service dogs, some of the people may have the emotional support or comfort dogs. They should be allowed in there based on the hotel policy. So I'm not sure what the issue with that is. As far as bringing in outside food, the guard, and I only saw this the first 2 days I was there. I got there later today. He gets delivered Jersey Mike. And how does that work? That's just the comments I got. That's it.
Thank you, Vince. All right, we're going to go ahead and go back to Susie Evans. Susie, you can go ahead and unmute.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I'll try not to yell this time. I will really try not to yell. This whole thing, once a month, is supposed to be an hour. There are people that do come into this later than 6 p.m. because they're coming home from work and stuff. I understand you guys all want to go home and put this behind you, but stick around for the full hour at least, because there are other people that want to talk and want to say something. And it's not just the core you've already talked to. There's more than that. And they're just getting home from work. So stick it out for the whole hour like you're supposed to. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Susie. We'll go ahead and go over to Jennifer Elkins again. Jennifer, go ahead and unmute.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi. Yeah, my question is, why are our questions not being answered? It was my understanding that the whole point of this meeting is for you to give information to the public and to answer our questions. You used to answer our questions no problem. We'd ask them away, you'd give answers. If you didn't have answers, you'd get back to us. Now it's become this game of how fast can we get out of here instead of waiting the whole hour like you're supposed to, and you don't answer any of our questions. So I would like to know why. What is the explanation for that? And I would like an answer.
Great. Thank you, Jennifer. We're going to go ahead and move on to our next speaker, Tim Trotter. Tim, you can go ahead and unmute.
My name is Janet Trotter. I am Tim's wife. We've lived here for 38 years here in the North Bluffs, right along the freeway and the old road, right behind Ralph's. We have more bugs and rats. I've talked to some of my neighbors. We have got these big, giant, like cockroach-looking things in our neighborhood. I've never seen so many Orkin man in the North Bluff tracks in 38 years. Also, where your site is for the relief for these people, right across the 5 freeway, this smell pockets there almost every night because I get it. It blows right up to my house. Also, I have had a lot of neighbors die from brain cancer, and they've moved out of the area here and they're feeling better. Quite a few of them. We are running our air conditionings. We are putting our filters on constantly. And yeah, $13,000 on all kinds of stuff for our home. I'd love new windows in my home so I don't have to smell this. I can enjoy my pool. I think you guys last night in Castaic, I wanted to come up there, but I was not feeling good at all. And I did lose my sight 2 months ago for 3 days. I could not see out of my right eye. So I just had a test with my doctors. Doctors could not figure out why my eye was doing what it did. It was so swollen. They felt like giant super balls, both of my eyes. Had to be put on steroids for 2 weeks every 2 hours. It's stuff like this that's going on. This smell and this tarp that you have put on, to me, it reminds me of a terrarium like in the 70s. It's putting condensation in that dump and on that stuff. That's how I look at it. We don't need condensation. Also, the dump at the 5 and the 14, I'm being told that they're going to be receiving, if they haven't already, the food from that giant warehouse that has been caught on fire. We have enough stench up here. We don't need any more. We don't. You guys need to really, really take care of our people here. We're taxpayers. We keep our land and property up, and you really don't need to be, excuse me, a dick.
All right, we'll go ahead and move back over to Cher Arbrolo. Cher, go ahead. You can unmute.
Hi, yeah. I just wanted to go back to the cool room. And yes, I am angry about how I was treated today. It was ridiculous. I wasn't making a scene. I wasn't doing anything but trying to get relief. So you do need to do something about this situation because that's untenable. And I have a law enforcement background and I do know the law regarding these things. And I would like to know the name of the company that we're going to call the Chiquita Cops now that are in here policing the public for some reason. And why are they there? That's the other question. We don't need security. They don't even have security in this hotel. They were stunned that security acted that way. The other thing I want to talk about, the cool zone, let's call it the relief zone, the lack of relief zone, is we need to do something for the kids. There's kids here. Apparently, you want them to watch the news. They need some kind of, I don't know, board games or something because they're bored, something. Set up a little video game thing for them with headphones. John Musella, you're a PR guy. How are you dropping the ball on this? This is your chance to be like Santa Claus for them and do something good for the community for once. And we would really appreciate that, actually.
Great. Thank you, Cher. Appreciate the comments. Jennifer Elkins, you can go ahead and unmute.
So I'm wondering why we're not having these meetings in person. You guys clearly have the space. We have the cool room. We're here. Where are you guys? Like, there's no reason why, especially this month and next month, we can't have these meetings in person. I just don't understand, like, why you guys are like hiding from us. Your job is to respond to the public.
Great. Thank you, Jennifer. Tim Trotter, you can go ahead and unmute.
Yeah, John, I wanted to add in to my last comments about lifting the tarp and stuff. And the contradictory statements coming out of the dome is just ridiculous, because lifting the tarp first wasn't possible because of the amount of gases. Now you want to do it, or you have to do it. And also, this dump isn't a collapse, which I 2 years ago heard a couple engineers come to the CAC meetings and swear it was a collapse, and it was a collapse because the garbage was piled too high. And they, back in 2017, when they warned everybody about this, everybody was ignored, whether the county was involved, kickbacks, bribes, blah, 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 blah. We know how payola goes. But the other night at the CAC meeting, I heard that the term now is it's moving. And you could paint lipstick on a pig any way you want it. It's not moving, it's collapsed. It got way too high, way out of control. Waste management, CCL, is just as guilty, is probably the guilty party, because I mean, I'm in the trucking business. We got what we call prime carrier. Shipments go through five, six different transportation people, companies, and whoever is on that letterhead is the one that's responsible. And unfortunately, what I don't, well, unfortunately on your behalf, you're responsible for this stuff. That dump isn't moving. It's as like creeping like a mud. It's collapsing upon itself. It's getting worse and worse and worse. I really want to reiterate that whatever the cost is, just to haul it out, take it out to the Great Basin in Nevada. I don't know. I heard they got some dumps out there. I've seen tons of trucks out here by Salt Lake or Salton Sea, but away from where people are actually living and breeding, and spread out. And maybe it won't become so, I don't know the correct term, caustic, where it feeds upon itself and gets worse and worse. And back again to the cooling center. Like I said, that's a joke. You hear, would you go there? I mean, seriously. It's just, and that's the big gist today. Today, July 16th, 2026. We've been warning you about this for 2, 3 years, and you said it's gonna get better, it's gonna get worse, but it's got to the point where it's worse, way worse, and people need to relocate. I mean, I hate to say that. That really breaks my heart. I bought this house 38 years ago, raised my family here. I love my neighborhood. I still love my neighbors. But this dump is even dividing us in a way where there's some people saying, "Oh, my property values are going to get screwed with this." And there's other ones that say, "Well, my health is more important." So it's a much bigger and complex problem than you could probably, or even a bunch of people could probably mitigate. But in the meantime, you got to do what you got to do, and you got to give these people, take them down to the Hilton.
Yeah,
That's
that's up. We were
a
just
little
there.
closer. It's a lot nicer. Take them somewhere. Take them down off of Lyons Avenue, some of those places, and get them some rooms.
What kind of reception
I
can
think it
you
would really, really, really put some faith and ease some of the harassment you feel and the ill feelings we feel
get? People accept it.
against this situation. We don't want to just say you're all a bunch of bastards and devils and F you, because if anybody's like me, your neighbor's your neighbor, and you get along with them. And we don't feel like you're getting along with us at all.
Thank you, Tim. We're going to go ahead and move back over to Jennifer Elkins. Jennifer, you can go ahead and unmute.
Hi, I'm here with a community member who speaks Spanish. He would like to ask you a question, and then we have someone who's going to translate.
Mi nombre es José Luis Bobadilla. Mi pregunta es, habemos varios aquí en España que hablamos español, ¿por qué no está esta junta en español?
Hello, my name is Jose Luis Pargaza, and I want you to know that we have several people here that are Spanish-speaking people. Why is this meeting not translated in Spanish?
Great, thank you very much. All right, seeing that there is are we there? Seeing there's no additional public comment, we'd like to thank you all for joining us this evening. Our next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, August 20th at 6 p.m. If you'd like to receive our meeting notices, please visit our website, chiquitacanning.com, and join our email list. We appreciate you all joining us this evening, and the team is going to stay on until 7 o'clock. Thank you. All right, Katie, it looks like you've got your hand raised. If you would like to unmute, go ahead and unmute, Katie.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Katie.
Okay. I have listened to several of these meetings, and I honestly do not understand the purpose of these meetings. No questions are answered. You guys just say, okay, thank you very much. I honestly want to know what is the purpose of this meeting.
It's court order. It's court order.
Great. Thank you, Katie. Susie, missed your hand being raised. Go ahead and unmute, Susie.
Okay, I just want to apologize for yelling using the mom voice. That was not nice of me at all. But I'm just so frustrated with you guys. We are being treated like toddlers. One TV channel, and like somebody had said, the news? Seriously? That's like the worst thing you can think of. I'd rather watch cartoons all day long. At least the kids might enjoy it. I know of several other people that were on this and got off because no questions are being answered. And I had told Kevin Tuesday night, please answer these questions Thursday. And again, nothing. So I'm wondering why we're doing this an hour a month. And yes, I thank you for staying on till 7. If nobody's going to answer our questions, what is the point? Because you were ordered by some I don't know what you call them. APMD or somebody? Somebody should be answering our questions because we don't get them answered at CAC meetings. Kevin refused to go on and speak at the CATC meeting last night. He was asked by two individuals on the board, and he did not want to be moved over to speak, even though it was on the agenda. And now we're getting this. And this is what it's been like since, oh, I'm guessing January. Sorry, Kevin. No offense to you, but it's probably above your pay grade for this. I'm just so disappointed. And like other people have said, you guys have a chance of a lifetime to do something right by us, and you're not. We're getting stuck in a room with a cookie czar, a dog czar. It's just ridiculous that we have to go through this. And kids, my grandson probably won't be coming back until when this may be over because he has gotten so many bloody noses. He has had his nose cauterized and he still gets them when he is here. It's a thing that we can't explain anymore other than, yeah, probably the dump. Sorry. You can't breathe. Okay, here's some Sudafed. Here's something else to take. It's like we're all loading up on medicine to get through our days, and this should not be happening. You guys should do something more than give us a freaking room to sit in. And by the way, I ate one of the bananas the other day. Sorry, they're out. And like Abigail said, I wouldn't touch the other fruit because it can't be washed. And yeah, I took a picture of the guard having a great meal from wherever it was. It's like this, putting us in there and having us look out the door and see the pool. It's 111 degrees out there this afternoon. And you want me to sit in a room and stare at a pool or listen to the news? I'm sorry, I get enough of the news. It's forever heartbreaking at what's going on. And then we have Sunshine, who every time I go through the Newhall Pass, I shut all the vents on my car because I get nauseous. I can't breathe. I have oxygen in my car so I can use it to breathe. I have it here at home too. I don't take it everywhere I go because it's a bit bulky. To be polite about it, I can't stand for very long anymore. I can't breathe. I get from my car to the bottom of my stairs and I have to catch my breath. That's how bad it is. But I guess, you guys don't want to do anything for us because, heaven forbid you be nice. Like a good neighbor, you're not even close to being a good neighbor. You never were since you took over. I could keep talking for another 7 minutes if you want. What else can I tell you? There are very many people in this town that don't speak English. Some that don't, many people don't have the internet. They don't drive. They are handicapped, which officially I am handicapped. If I had my way to go to anything ever again, I would have my scooter with me, or I need to get a walker, one or the other, because I can't walk from my car into the CAC meeting at the library without gasping for breath. I have to use an inhaler. God, how many times a day do I do that? This is like so out of control. And again, I'll go for 6 more minutes if I have to. There's a saying that I know I've said it several times before. It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. I think that's what you guys have been doing all along, asking for forgiveness instead of permission. The tank farm is a good, clear thing for that. And this, my inability to grasp a word now, I think, is coming from breathing in all the crap. Because I never had a problem grasping for words, especially when you're 911. You got to know what you're going to say, and you can't just stop and say, oh, wait a minute, let me think of the right word. That doesn't happen. You get yelled at, cussed at, chewed out, called nasty names, and you got to take it. And then you go and send the police officers, the fire department there, and they get it too. I don't get paid enough to put up with this crap. I'm not getting paid at all. I don't work. I'm retired. I'm disabled. Everyone's entitled to his own opinion, but not their own facts. That's a Daniel Patrick Moynihan quote. I agree with, you know, you got to put something on the TV that everybody would like. Nobody would like to watch what I like. Guaranteed. My ID channel and my kill 'em up shows and my cop shows would not pass for kids. Even though words are bleeped, it wouldn't pass. Your tux was down for 26 hours the other day. What the hell was that? The electricity power went out. I don't know whose area the power went out, but not mine. And I'm what, 300, 400 feet from the dump? My power was fine. I just wish that you'd treat us more like human beings instead of like little children. Because we sure as hell don't deserve to be treated like children. Well, that is what you're doing. I got 3 more minutes before you kick me out of here, huh? So let me go back and see what else I didn't get to say the other night. I asked for vouchers because my husband and I do need to get our sleep, and it's a little hard when everything's coming through our windows. Like, I think it was Mrs. Trotter who said she needed new windows. Yeah, I need new windows too. I would also like the whole house purifier. I know that's what Aliso people got. Porter Ranch, they got those. I know somebody who installed them in all the houses. But I digress. Aliso is not us. Aliso is in the city of LA, not the county. And that's probably why we're being treated like lowlifes here. Again, I would like an answer for some of my questions. Like, a slope failure, is that the same as a mudslide? But it'd be nice to know, because where I live, it's going to come down and I'm doomed. Then we get the El Nino coming. God knows what's going to happen with that. God help us if the El Nino comes and the whole west side of that place comes falling down. There's no reason we should be treated like this. We have to do this. Somebody had said, John, you're the PR guy. Yeah, John, you're the PR guy, but you're PRing for another housing tract in Castaic that is right next to an exploding gas line. I digress. I am sorry. That's it.
Great. Thank you, Suzanne. And we have 1 minute left to 7, and Mr. Trotter, I've asked you to unmute. Tim, before I go ahead and unmute, we've got 1 minute left.
Okay, so can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
I realize why you're not answering the question. It's obvious because there's lawsuits going on. And it's legal ramifications. Listening to Susie was just so compassionate, I completely forgot what I wanted to say besides the lawsuit thing. But I was wondering, is anything from the Boyle Heights coming up to us here? And oh, now I remember what I was saying is I'm blessed with two great grandchildren, a 4-month-old and a 3.5-year-old. And they come over often. They live over in Tesoro off of Copper Hill. And they always want to go swimming with grandpa. And I haven't been up to it lately, but I did on Sunday. And, you know, of course, or not Sunday, but Tuesday or Wednesday, what's it, Thursday?
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. And today I just feel like crap. And when my daughter got home, she's 37 years old, back over there to Tesoro, Westridge, she said, "Dad, I smelled the dump at your house all day. And then I got home, I smelled it at my house." And that's quite a ways, Copper Hill and Westridge from the dump. You know, this project you're doing is what we've asked for from the beginning. And I think it probably would have been better if we'd done it from the beginning because it kind of compost feeds on itself. Seems to somehow grow.
Tim, I'm so sorry. If I could just ask you to wrap up, we're a little bit after 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Just do the best you can for us, John. That's all, not the best you can, but do better. That's why we're all irritated. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Tim. All right. Again, we've reached the end of the evening. Thank you all for joining us. And we will see you next month, Thursday, August 20th, 6 p.m. Thank you.